This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Two people were arrested after a shooting near downtown Kenosha Wednesday night that killed a 16-year-old and injured a 19-year-old and a 15-year-old. Police found the victims near Library Square. They tracked a 16-year-old boy and a 19-year-old man to a nearby home where they were arrested. Investigators are calling it an isolated incident. After the brutal cold in Racine, volunteers are planning a rotating network of churches to shelter people during dangerous weather. It's an effort explained online today at racinecountyeye.com. Organizers say smaller congregations could take turns opening up on extreme cold nights to keep everyone safe. Go deeper on that story online today. Read all about it at racinecountyeye.com. Racine Unified could be pushing for a full-day cell phone ban. They want phones away all day beyond the new state rule for class time. Administrators say they expect parent pushback but say drastic changes are needed. And two rescue pups from Wisconsin's Underdog Pet Rescue are competing in the Puppy Bowl 2026 this Super Sunday. Deaf special needs puppy Anson and his pal Avro will vie for the Lombarky Trophy against over 100 other rescues. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks have a new player. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks did not trade Giannis, but they did add one new player in a three-way trade. He's Ousmane Dieng, a 6'9" forward who grew up in France, spent the last four seasons with the Thunder. The Bucks at home tonight against the Indiana Pacers. NFL, the Super Bowl is Sunday at 5:30 on NBC. Patriots quarterback Drake May injured his right shoulder in the AFC Championship, had an illness last weekend.
You know, like I said, I'm not trying to lie to you guys. I'm saying I'm feeling great. You know, I'm feeling great and looking forward to get out there, out here today, another day of practice. You'll get one tomorrow and, feeling pretty good.
Seattle is back again at the Super Bowl. I spoke to Jerron Reed, who played for the Packers 3 years ago and is excited to be back with the Seahawks.
Yeah, I think it'll be amazing, man. I think we deserve that. Our fans deserve that. Seattle deserves that for us to be able to bring the trophy back home.
At Seahawks defensive tackle Jerron Reed from Super Bowl 60 with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A few flurries this morning, then partly to mostly cloudy and breezy with falling temperatures. We'll get to around 35 midday today, back into the low 20s by late this afternoon. Tonight, clear, 6 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.